We are now up to Simon Shin Lamed Daled, the halachas of a fire on Shabbos, Cholila. Today we'll be doing the first two sifim. Nafla Dleika b'Shabbos. Imu balayla kodim suda yachal atzla kadei mozun shalosh sudas. If a house catches fire, Cholila, on Shabbos, if this is Friday night before the meal, you can save three meals worth of food, and we'll see later utensils too. Haroi la'odam la'odam, haroi la'behema la'behema, whether a person or for an animal. Uveshachris, after you've already eaten the night meal. So you can have two sudas, shtei sudas. Uvemincha, mazen suda achas. And at mincha, only one. What is this halacha? So we'll see later that there's a machlokas where we're talking about, but we'll go with lamaisa. We're talking about that you're carrying from your apartment into a chotzer that is shared by other people. And you need an eruve chatzeris. Chazal went ahead and they canceled your Erev Chatzeres. They said that you cannot carry into that chatzer. Why? Because there is fear that when the house is on fire, you're just going to lose it altogether and you're going to end up putting out the fire. So as a heker, Chazal said, don't take anything. But that's only the actual house that's burning. Whereas, V'dafka b'nei habayis, Shadleika bolo yatzilu yoser, Mishum de'ika l'meichash, Shemitosha Trudim Batsola Yishkahu Ashabis Viyachabu. They'll forget themselves and they'll put out the fire. Avabotim Akrovim Viraim Shatagile Madleika. Whereas the next door, the people in the next building that is not on fire. So for them, Yucholim Laatzal Kamashiyirtsu. Chazal didn't make any gzera on them. The halach is, first of all, what's called a Suda, you're allowed to save Lechem Mishnah. Plus, you can save drink for the whole day, with the exception of wine, just what you're going to need. The Bach Tain is that by day, after Chatzos, Chazal only allowed you to save one Suda, even if you haven't eaten yet. And Rav, the Prima Godim is Cholek on him. Now, it's a very interesting thing they point out. It's ironic. The halachi is that if there's a mace, if there's the body of a deceased, sitting in a building on Shabbos that's burning, Chazal were matur saving the body, because we're afraid a person will get so upset, so worried that he'll put out the fire. So there it's the other way around. There they were matir in order that you not put out the fire. Here they asered for you to carry things out except for Muslim Gimel Sudas in order that you not put out the fire. Says the Mishnah Berurah, there are different levels of Bahola. With burial, your mamish, you're going to go crazy. You'll end up putting out the fire. Whereas in the case of the Sudas, you won't go absolutely crazy. And if a Chazal say to take out Mazon Gimel Sudas, then that will suffice. Now, some say that Bizman HaZeh, where we end up putting out fires because of Eva, we live among the non-Jews, and we'll see exactly how far the Chavetz Chaim wants to go with this. There's also no Gzeira to take out whatever you want to. Because what's the Gzeira? You'll put out the fire. Putting out the fire is Mutter then. The Chayodam says that total strangers, where there's no chashash of Bahola, they're certainly allowed to go and save anything. But that's a chiddush. Siv beis. V'yesh matirim l'taltel mos u'dvar mamuktsim ke'latzilam mipnei adleika, o me'onsim haboim l'gozlam, that Chazal said that l'mamokim p'seidein lochosh l'isr muktsa. V'yesh osrim. It's a machlokis. V'afil alom eleni yehudi l'taltel schoran have said this machmas gesham yesh misha osr. So what's this? So like this. We're talking about the people in the next building where they're allowed to carry out as much as they want. Some are matir, even mukta. Some hold even in one's own home. If there's a real chash that they're going to lose their belongings and we're afraid that because of that they're going to put out the fire, so Chazal were matir him to take out even mukta. Now what's this machlokas here? If you're allowed to give it, you're allowed to have a non-Jew do it. The halachi is in Misha Hechshech, someone's on the road and it becomes Shabbos. So he's allowed to have a non-Jew carry his belongings for him. That's because we're afraid that if you're not matir, he'll end up carrying it himself. So there's a machlokis here also with a matir amir la'akom, amir la'nachri. Do they allow you to talk to a non-Jew and ask him to take it the same way they were matir for a non-Jew to carry your belongings on the road if it became Shabbos on you? Lamaisa. The Mishnah Berurah is matir b'mokom hefsid gadol. Not only that, but the Mishnah Berurah says, what happens if you're talking about like wartime and they're out to get the Jews and their belongings and you have all your belongings with you? So he says that you can carry it in a Rishus HaRab, you can carry it outside with a shinui. What happens if it's raining on your mukta objects and you're afraid they're going to get ruined? There the poskim say that they were not matir because of Adam Bohul. they were not matter for you to go and move them away. Now, how about carrying into a Carmelis, to a place that's only usher to carry in midrabanan? That there are poskim that say that it's usher, unless we're talking about something very expensive where the person is really going to lose it. The Shlomo Zalman Arbach was asked the question with regard to someone's ksovim. He has a Chidushei Torah written up, and they're going to burn Chalila, and he's just going crazy from it. So he says, really, Al Pidin, you're supposed to let them burn. If the person knows himself, and he knows he's going to go crazy over it, and he may even find some way of putting out the fire, you're better off being matur from under those circumstances to take out anything they want.